Madam Speaker, I rise in support of this bill, H.R. 777, the Debbie Smith Reauthorization Act, as amended. I was pleased to introduce this bill with my colleague and good friend, Ann Wagner of Missouri. I first passed this bill in 2004. This critical state backlog grant program provides funding for forensic labs and local law enforcement to process DNA evidence, including rape kits. In 2001, I invited a woman named Debbie Smith to testify before the Government Reform and Oversight Committee. Debbie was a rape survivor, and I remember being struck by her story of waiting more than 6 years for her rape kit to be processed. And Debbie's story is not unique. Across this country, DNA evidence collected at crime scenes sits in a backlog because forensic labs have limited capacity or resources to process it in a timely manner. So I wrote and passed the Debbie Smith Act, which at the time was called the most important anti-rape legislation ever signed into law. The results of the grant program speak for themselves. The National Institute of Justice reports that since 2005, Debbie Smith funding is responsible for 192,000, or about 42% of DNA matches in the FBI database. So when it can match and convict a rapist, it prevents future rapes. The FBI say rapists will attack roughly 7 times. So if you catch that person and put them in jail, you protect other women from being hurt. And as technology improves the collection of DNA evidence, demand for grant funding has dramatically increased. We need this funding. This funding keeps rapists and other criminals off the street. And perhaps more importantly, the program can deliver some measure of justice to survivors of violence. Unfortunately, the Debbie Smith Act authorizing expired in September 30th, and the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act passed by that House, by this House, that included an extension of the Debbie Smith program, has not been passed in the Senate. I truly want to thank not only Chairman Nadler, but also Speaker Pelosi, Leader Hoyer, the entire Democratic caucus for recognizing the importance of this grant program and moving H.R. 777 forward. Despite its lapse in authorization, we have an opportunity to make sure that this successful program continues to help solve and prevent violent rape and protect survivors. The Debbie Smith Act has always enjoyed broad bipartisan support, and I hope we continue that tradition today. I urge all of my colleagues to support the reauthorization of the Debbie Smith Act. It protects women from sexual violence. It is important. And again, I thank all of my colleagues that have supported this legislation in the past, particularly Ann Wagner, who has championed fighting sex trafficking and protecting women in other areas. I thank the chairman again, and I yield back.